I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you along with Hugh Ross. We're going to take calls with Hugh next hour here on Coast to Coast. We're talking about all his work. His latest book is Designed to the Core, which comes out in June. Hugh, do you know the folks at SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence? Nice people.
They are nice people, and I actually went to graduate school with one of them, so I'm quite familiar with their work. I read their papers.
Was that Seth, by any chance? Shostak?
Oh, yeah. I knew him as a grad student.
He's a good guy, indeed. But they continue listening for something out there. But how do we know that technology is available to the ETs?
Well, it may or it may not be. And the SETI people have basically ruled out 300 light years out from planet Earth. So that means that any conversation is going to take a minimum of 600 years just to say, hello, hello. So and you know, astronomers also realize that there's a rather narrow zone of habitability in our galaxy. So that 300 light years is actually, in my opinion, a rather severe underestimate. And again, we can't find a galaxy that's sufficiently like ours to be a candidate. You know, in my book, Designed to the Core, I show you the 12 spiral galaxies that come the closest to meeting the characteristics necessary for advanced life, but none of them come even close. Our Milky Way galaxy is alone.
It is fascinating out there. It's boggles the mind. You know, lately we've been getting incredible UFO reports, Hugh. I've got to bring this up. You know, military reports, sure. Videos. There's a congressional hearings will start soon. What's your take on all of that?
Well, I wrote a book with a couple of colleagues a few years ago called Lights in the Sky and Little Green Men, because I've been processing UFO reports since I was 16. Since I was an amateur astronomer before becoming a professional, I always got the job of processing the UFO reports. And about 99% I'm able to explain as natural phenomena, you know, military secret aircraft or hoaxes. But there's a 1% residual, and it's not a small residual. It adds up to more than 10 million documented cases. But what we notice about those 10 million plus cases is that they're violating the laws of physics. Nevertheless, we know they're real. And unlike a professor I had, Carl Sagan, who dismissed UFOs because he said there's no such thing as non-physical reality, I do believe in non-physical reality. And I think that's what's behind the UFO phenomena. There are beings that are real, but they're not physical. They're not constrained by the physics of the universe.
Would you be in shock or surprised if there were other intelligent life out there and we found it?
I'd be shocked if they were like us, constrained by the physics of the universe. it's not something I've ruled out, because as an astronomer, I can't say we've exhaustively looked at every spot in the observable universe. We haven't. On the other hand, what I write in Design to the Core is that even though we look, say, 5 billion light years away, and therefore we're seeing the galaxy as it was 5 billion years ago, we can reasonably accurately predict, based on what we see 5 billion years ago, what it's like today. And we've yet to find even a very distant galaxy that has a possibility of evolving into a galaxy sufficiently like the Milky Way that it could sustain a planet on it in which advanced life exists. It doesn't rule out bacterial life, but it does seem life like us is a remote possibility. I can't say it's a zero possibility, but it's very remote. And this is now a consensus in the astronomical literature. It's called the rare Earth hypothesis, also the rare Sun hypothesis, the rare galaxy hypothesis, the rare galaxy cluster hypothesis. As vast as the universe is, it really does look like we live in the only super galaxy cluster out of the tens of thousands that are out there that have the right characteristics. And we live in the only galaxy cluster, the only galaxy group. We're orbiting the only star. And we're now finding planets on, we found about 5,000 planets orbiting other stars.
Which is amazing.
It is amazing. And I remember back in 1995 when they were discovering the first of these planets, astronomers were saying it's just going to be a matter of years before we find planets like Earth, like Mars, like Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus. Well, now, 20 years later, 25 years later, 5,000 planets later, we've yet to find a single planet that matches any of the planets in our solar system. And it led to an amazing discovery that every planet in our solar system must be fine-tuned to make advanced life possible on planet Earth. So when our family celebrates Thanksgiving, we thank our Creator for Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Venus, because we realize we need all of them to be exactly like they are for a turkey to be on our table. We even need the five asteroid and comet belts to be exactly the way they are in order to have turkey on the table.
When we discovered planets, as you said, in the 90s, 30 years before that, I was telling my teachers, there's other planets. They're all over the place. Now, I didn't know that. Who knew that? But I just felt that the complexity of what happened in our solar system was probably the same in other systems all throughout the universe. That was my guess as a little kid.
Well, it was my guess too, George. I felt that way as an amateur astronomer, that there's got to be a lot more planets in our universe, and now we know that there's a trillion of them out there.
What would you say, Hugh, is the most probable of the two scenarios? One is we find out that there is a divine creator or God, or there's intelligent life out there in the universe besides us?
Well, I'd say the answer to both is yes, that there is intelligent life out there, but it's intelligent life that's not constrained by the physics of the universe. And yes, there's a creator that exists beyond the space-time dimensions of the universe who's responsible for creating the universe, all the life in the universe, and all the life that exists beyond the universe.
What do you say to scientists who just don't believe? They don't believe in God. They don't believe in extraterrestrial life. They just don't believe. What do you say to them?
Well, I tell them you're probably over-specialized in your research. You need to really look at all the scientific disciplines. So, for example, when I engage evolutionary biologists, they say, well, the fossil record seems to show a progression from simple to advanced life. I say, I agree with that. But have you ever considered solar astrophysics? And what I realize is a lot of biologists make the incorrect assumption that the sun has been the same luminosity throughout its history. We astronomers know that the sun gets brighter and brighter as it gets older and older, and life can only tolerate about a 1% change in the solar luminosity, and therefore it takes a creator that knows the future physics of the sun and the Earth and the Moon to remove life from planet Earth and replace it with new life that draws more greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere. So as the sun gets brighter and hotter, our atmosphere becomes progressively less and less efficient to trap the heat and the life in the sun. But only a mind that knows the future physics of the sun would know which life to remove and which new life to replace it and how frequently to do that. And we look at the fossil record, it's exactly at the just right frequency.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hugh, tell us about your organization, Reasons to Believe.
Well, we're a group of research scientists who are believers in Jesus Christ, and we research the scientific literature. We talk to our peers in science, and what we're doing is using the new discoveries in science to show people that the message in the Bible is accurate, that the Bible indeed has accurately predicted future scientific discoveries, and use that as a means to encourage people to develop a relationship with the creator of the universe. Because there's a biblical principle. The more we learn about nature, the more evidence we'll find for the supernatural handiwork of God. And in the 21st century, there are papers being published literally every day that make a stronger case. What? And that's what our website's all about, is showing people that day by day, increasing evidence.
Is that belief system in Reasons to Believe increasing or decreasing? What do you think?
What was that again? The what system?
The belief system of your complexity of Reasons to Believe and what its mission is. Is that increasing or decreasing?
It is increasing. We're a rapidly growing organization. We've developed a scholar community that's now over 150 PhD research scientists that work with our staff research scientists in the enterprise of showing lay people and scientists alike every day. We get a stronger case for the Christian faith based on the latest scientific discoveries that are being published in the scientific literature.
You've quoted Sir Fred Hoyle as well. What would he be saying today about what's going on?
Well, Sir Fred was never a Christian. In fact, he was quite opposed to the Christian faith. But he definitely believed that there was some kind of theistic being out there because of the fine-tuning. I mean, he was the one that worked with Willie Fowler and the Burbages to discover the extraordinary fine-tuning of the universe that's necessary to get all the elements you see in the periodic table. It's one thing to get hydrogen and helium. It's really challenging to get all 92 elements in the periodic table. And we need 22 of those elements at just the right level for us to exist. We call them vital poisons. If there's too much in your bodies, you'll die. If there's too little in your bodies, you'll also die. They have to be at the just right levels. And planet Earth is the only body we know of where the 22 vital poisons are all at the just right levels.
That is truly remarkable. As an astrophysicist, what's your take on the Big Bang theory?
Oh, I love the Big Bang. There's not much dispute about it now. The evidence is really overwhelming that the Big Bang creation model is the correct explanation for the origin and history of the universe. And it was actually how I became a Christian. I didn't really pick up the Bible till I was in my late teens, but I went through it. I realized that thousands of years ago, the Bible authors taught the four fundamental features of Big Bang cosmology, that the universe begins with a space-time beginning. It expands from that space-time beginning under laws of physics that never change, where one of those laws is a pervasive law of decay, which implies the universe must get progressively colder and colder as it gets older and older in a highly predictable way. And so that was a big factor in my becoming a Christian, is seeing that in the Bible long before the astronomers discovered the universe had those features.
What do you think was there before it started? That's what still boggles my mind to you.
Well, it tells us in the Bible that God began his works of redemption before he created anything at all, which tells me that the purpose for the universe is to be a tool in the Creator's hand to redeem humans from evil and suffering. That the Bible tells us the moment that evil and suffering is permanently removed, God's going to replace his universe with a brand new universe with radically different physics and radically different dimensions. And it's a place where we retain our free will, our capacity to experience and express love will be exponentially enhanced, but there'll be no possibility of evil and suffering.
Truly remarkable. If you had a group of physicists together right now listening to this program, what would they be saying? What do you think? The majority.
The majority would say, wow, I got to look into this stuff. I mean, I saw that when I was at Caltech. You know, I would share my Christianity with my colleagues, but I found that most of them were focused on a very narrow subdiscipline of astronomy. But when they hear about these things, they say, hey, I want to hear more. They want to debate. They want to argue. But I love debates. I think that's a really good way to learn things you don't already know.
I think so, too. Hugh Ross with us. His websites are all linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And your books are still available out there on Amazon, aren't they?
They are all available on Amazon.
We're going to come back and take calls with Hugh next hour on Coast to Coast. You know, since you've been doing this, now how many years did you say?
I founded Reasons to Believe 37 years ago.
That's fantastic. That really is. And when you first started it, did you have much opposition?
Had a lot of opposition, way more opposition in the Christian community than outside the Christian community. I wasn't expecting that. But today, it's about balance. I get it. You know, I have people that really love us in the Christian community and the non-Christian community, and a lot of people that don't like us, but it's about a 50-50 balance. So it's a lot better than it was 37 years ago.
Gosh, you just do a great job. And you've been, how many years you been on our program now? My God.
About two decades. I mean, I go back to art.
Yeah.
So a good 20 years ago. I think 25 years ago is when I first came on your show.
And you're one of the few scientists that mixes spirituality with science. And I really applaud you for that.
Well, I'm not alone. There's a lot of them out there. But I'm one of the few that's willing to go public with my beliefs. Most scientists are rather introverted and prefer not to talk about their beliefs. But when I talk to them privately, I find that they're not a small minority. There's a lot of them out there.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.